Syrian IT specialists caught a vicious virus. For this unused report, this is Mordillo. Damascus, Syria. A Syrian IT specialist working in the Bank of Damascus reported Monday that he caught a vicious network virus as it was circulating through the bank's network. According to local IT team, the bank's central database that keeps the basic information of client accounts was showing signs of abnormal activity since the morning. Most of the employees thought it was because of the international banking crisis, but Hamid, the IT specialist, knew it was a virus infiltrating the system. Therefore, he waited for the weird transferring window to finish. Then he ran quickly. Come on, quickly. We are waiting here. And then he snapped the LAN cable from the back of the server, quickly twisting the ends to keep the virus from escaping. He then put the infected cable in a protective plastic bag. The bank official said that they are willing to send the infected cable to Europe so that they can identify the virus. The bank also had to replace the LAN cable with a new one that was thoroughly washed to ensure it's virus-free. The process took around 2 hours, causing the bank losses around $2 million. Some, the official said, is manageable, considering the amount of losses they would have had if the virus hadn't been caught. In a completely unrelated event, the bank also had to transfer the sum of $4.7 million to a Chinese bank for a customer in China going by the name of Changzhou, who decided to close down his account in the Syrian bank. The bank board holds no record of Jews opening the account, but, quote, it was on the system, therefore we have to pay it, unquote, says the bank director. We are just glad to see a happy Chinese customer. For this unused report, broadcasting from a secret hiding place before the Muhabarat catches my radio signal and then sends me to prison, this was your Middle Eastern correspondent, Mordillo.